All right, welcome back, everybody. Sorry for the long delay since the last time I've recorded anything. I had to focus on paying the bills and balancing life and such things. I have a stack of topics lined up for me to start thinking about and researching, but today I'm going to be talking about my own theory of an asymptotic approach to understanding truth and morality as it relates to moral absolutism versus moral relativity, which is just a flowery way of saying I'm going to be comparing the idea of relative understanding of absolute truth versus relative truth. So first off, what is an asymptote? An asymptote in mathematics essentially is a line or a value that a curve continually approaches but never quite reaches. So as you go out to infinity, the value of points along the curve are getting closer and closer, but never reaching the value of the asymptote. What does this have to do with truth and morality? I'm not saying I believe I have some literal mathematical model for truth. Instead, I find this to be a very useful analogy for my thoughts on truth and morality. I connect truth and morality as inseparable in this discussion because discussing absolute morals requires they be rooted in some natural law that exists within absolute truth. In my personal view, truth and morality are absolute. It is human understanding that is relative. Picture again the graph of an asymptote. There is a horizontal line and some curve drawn beneath it that gets ever closer but never quite reaches the line. The line is truth, and the curve is our understanding over time. This analogy helps one visualize how science can, quote-unquote, change, but truth remains absolute. It also allows us to understand changes in our own morality and the morals of humans over time without falling victim to the dangers of moral relativism. Now, admittedly, my image of an asymptotic growth toward truth is an imperfect analogy. Our graph is not a perfect curve. It zigzags up and down, but nevertheless has a general trend of progress toward the asymptote of truth, and therefore a correct, or at least more correct, morality. I make no secret that I disagree with the moral relativism often preached today. I have seen enough of the world to feel confident in saying, while no culture has a perfect moral standard, some are clearly better than others when comparing various subjects side by side. Moral relativism, when brought to its logical end, tells us that absolutely anything is morally acceptable so long as it is a cultural norm, that only culture may set morality. This means there is no need to ever improve a culture, as improvement is impossible where everything is relative and there is no absolute standard. So why would this be a popular opinion? Because it is the perfect opinion for any mob of people. It is a might-makes-right solution to morality. It says, our morals are unassailable as no morality may be subject to examination for truth. What's more, if we gather the most powerful mob, our morality is de facto the right morality for our time. So the idea of moral relativism plays very well with the obsession with power dynamics that we see in our generation. Upon even the slightest examination of the modern belief in moral relativism, contradictions are found everywhere. Slavery cannot be objectively wrong if you believe in moral relativism. It was the will of an uneducated mob, no less valid than today's mobs. So I ask you, is it not better to see that slavery is objectively wrong and understand that cultures that held or hold slaves are at best understood to be in their moral infancy and at worst understood to be morally bankrupt? Moral infancy being a culture that lacks knowledge and understanding for a sound moral philosophy, and moral bankruptcy being a culture that outright ignores that knowledge and understanding. Or let us discuss another uncomfortable moral issue. In ancient Greece and Rome, sexual molestation was a common practice. A moral relativist, to be logically consistent, would have to say,
This is just a practice of the culture. But again, I ask, is it not better to say these cultures had little to no knowledge of psychology and the horrible traumatizing effects of their actions, but we now have the tools to understand this is an objectively evil practice? And while ignorance may explain a culture's evils, it does not excuse them into being morally correct. Or worse, when the damage is understood and cultures agree to maintain practices, moral relativism should not absolve them of their evil. Moral relativism says there is nothing to learn and there can be no moral failings. Setting aside intentional evil, I think we can explain moral failings of cultures and even learn from them through the lens of their lack of knowledge and understanding, without absolving them of evil by saying all morals are relative. Now, I want to be clear, I'm not arguing for any one morality here. Our understanding of truth is far from perfect, and mine as imperfect as anyone's. I'm just arguing that it is knowledge which is relative, not morality or truth itself. Now, I should address the fact that some people approach their belief in moral relativism from a scientific point of view. For example, one common claim is that we are most likely living a simulation. This claim is based on the idea that any technological society eventually approaches building a simulation of life. So, even if there is a physical reality, and that physical reality goes on to develop a simulation, and that simulation evolves to develop a simulation, and then that simulation evolves to develop a simulation of life, and so on infinitely, the odds that we are the original actual physical realm versus one of these infinite simulations is almost zero. And therefore, we don't have any idea of the physics of the universe outside of our local simulation. But I would argue the physics and truth of our reality are a subset of what is allowed by the grand reality. So while we may never have a full picture of truth, truth does exist, and we can still approach a better understanding. Thanks for listening, and remember, I may be wrong, but the ability to test ideas, learn, and grow is what makes this country great. So be honest, allow yourself to be wrong sometimes, and be fearless in the exercise of your rights.